Okay, it happened. Last week, I irritated a few folks again, and I'm sorry, it was not my intent. I'm not trying to create strife or division or dissension. I'm just trying to share what I believe is truth. And we were talking last week about the inspiration of the Bible. I believe it is inspired, and we were also talking about rightly dividing the Word of God and how to approach it. And I think a few folks misunderstood what I was saying when I said the Bible is all for us, but it's not all to us today. We'll talk a little bit more about that and hopefully clear the air.
I'm jamming with Jesus. You know me by name. I'll give you the answers. Just give me your pain. I'm jamming with Jesus.
All right, let's assume for a moment that your stance is, the Bible says it, I believe it, that settles it. Well, if that is your stance, let me ask you a few questions. And I'm not trying to be a smart aleck when I do this. Okay. Do you believe it is wrong for you to wear clothing made of a cotton polyester blend? Do you believe it is wrong for you to plant more than one particular type of seed in a garden plot? Do you believe it would be wrong for you to hitch an ox and a donkey together? Do you have a guardrail around the edge of your roof to keep people from falling off of your house? Do you have tassels hanging on the four corners of your clothing? Do you refrain from eating bacon, pork chop, shrimp, lobster, oysters, and catfish for biblical reasons? If not, why? The Bible clearly deals with each of these things in a simple and straightforward way. Listen to this passage. This is from Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 8 through 12. You may want to jot that down. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 8 through 12. It says this: When you build a new house, then you shall make a parapet for your roof, that you may not bring guilt or bloodshed on your household if anyone falls from it. You shall not sow your vineyard with different kinds of seed, lest the yield of the seed which you have sown and the fruit of your vineyard be defiled. You shall not plow with an ox and a donkey together. You shall not wear a garment of different sorts, such as wool and linen mixed together. Uh-oh, better check your underwear. You shall make tassels on the four corners of your clothing with which you cover yourself. Now, in these verses, the Bible clearly gives several commands, and these commands are extremely specific, and the words themselves are easy to define. The meaning is clear. Yet, I don't know of any Christians today who try and make these applicable to their lives. On the other hand, there are commands that most Christians do apply to their lives. Now, why do some commands apply and some don't? How are we to know which scriptures have a direct relation to our lives today? Well, the answer is context, and in this case, it's cultural or historical context. As you look at the cultural and historical context of a passage, there are going to be times when we discover that some passages of Scripture have zero practical relevance to us today. Now, that may not sound right to you, but let me ask you this. Would it sound right for you to practice animal sacrifice as a means of having your sins covered? After all, it was commanded by God in the Bible. Now, you would say, of course not. Well, and the reason is that we don't sacrifice animals because we understand the context of those commands being for the Jews living under the law. Those sacrifices were a foreshadowing of the sacrifice of Christ. So you've got to look at the whole of Scripture in order to gain the proper application and understanding. True interpretation of individual verses of Scripture must always be in harmony with the Bible as a whole, from cover to cover, and here's a key, in context. If someone were today to begin to teach that a good and faithful Christian must sacrifice sheep as a covering for sin, even if they were to quote chapter and verse, a good student of Scripture should be able to prove their error by simply going to the many New Testament passages which teach otherwise. The time of sacrificing sheep is past. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And according to the Apostle Paul, today believers are no longer under law, but we are under grace. The bottom line is that what once was binding on God's people may not necessarily be binding today. And even when it comes to the New Testament, not everything we read will necessarily have a direct correlation to how we live our lives today because of cultural and historical context. And I'm going to look at that in our next study together. I'm James Flanders. Thank you so much for joining me as we learn to walk the path of grace together. My hope is that over time we will come to understand more and more how great God's love is for us, so that we will love Him more in response, and also learn to better love one another and to touch the world around us with the love of Jesus Christ, because He's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.